to you, baby.
Alrighty then. we're back.
Yep.
Deep V. Mm. You're welcome. Should we say thank you or you're welcome?
Both.
Both?
Yeah. Mm. You say thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome. this episode is Diet Deep V.
Diet Deep V?
Deep V Light.
DDV.
Deep V Zero.
Yep.
However you want to put it.
Double vaginal.
Today is all about.
Double anal.
Love handles. It's all about love handles.
Yep.
Man boobs.
Man boobs.
And bingo arms, baby.
Bingo arms?
Yeah.
You talking about the arms that, like, up in the air?
Oh, yeah.
I like that. I
the
like
ones the that look arms. Like the parachute on like, elementary day where you, like, where you wave the
You
the
put
parachute,
it up in the air.
You, and you get underneath.
Everybody's favorite recess?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
That was everybody's favorite day.
All right.
My favorite day.
There it is. Well, guess what?
Yep.
I'm Ski Ray.
I'm Mike.
I'm Chubby.
I'm insecure.
You are.
I'm so insecure. It's not my fault.
Yeah. You will not come out of the house until you send me a text message and you say, does this look good on me?
Does this look right?
And I say, send me a pic.
And I always do.
That's how it goes.
Naked.
I always like what you have on. Or don't. Both ways. Tell me this.
Yep.
If you had to describe your naked body
mm-hmm.
in so many words.
In so many words.
What would you say?
Six.
That's what you would say?
Yeah, I would say six.
You would say
people,
six?
Yeah, people would be like...
That's the word for your body is six?
Yeah, it's like dad bod.
A dad bod.
Dad bod.
What's a dad bod?
I feel like that's why I get hit on so much. I feel like my face is like a five, six, but like my bod's a dad bod.
Okay.
So like I feel like, you know, chicks are into dad bods.
So you're like, you're Joey on Full House.
I'm Leonardo DiCaprio right now. You're fucking ugly.
Mm-mm. You're Joey on Full House.
I feel like Joey's attractive.
Joey was attractive.
Was he?
Yeah.
The funny guy?
Yeah, like everybody loved him.
Mm-hmm. He was good looking.
You're John Stamos off camera.
Okay. Like I'll that? Take John Stamos
You're
off
welcome.
Camera.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's what you are. If I had to describe my body,
yep.
I would say it looks like a big ass pile of laundry. Just shit all over the fucking place. You know what I mean? You know how you try to carry You know how you try and carry laundry up the stairs?
You always drop some.
Three fucking socks fall. You know what I mean? You're never going to find those socks again, for the record.
Never.
Just so you know, I buy so many fucking socks.
Right.
Yet somehow I have none. I don't know how that works out. If breaking news flashed across the TV tomorrow, okay, saying that a man was caught.
Right.
Claiming to have been stealing socks for the last 20 years.
Oh, you're watching Fox News, apparently.
You know what I'd say?
What?
I fucking knew it. I knew something was going on.
The sock bandit.
The sock bandit.
I'm pretty sure he's a leprechaun.
Right.
He's a leprechaun.
Where are all these fucking socks going?
Yeah, agreed.
Goddamn Obama.
I just went on a rant about socks.
Fucking white socks.
You like that?
I always like that.
All right. I feel like it was a little gross.
Yeah.
That rant had some stank on it.
Stank.
Yeah, but here's what we're going to do, because this is the summertime hot bod DV episode.
Uh-huh.
So let's go with that.
Hot bods.
So let me ask you some things.
Hot bod.
What part of your body are you most insecure about?
Ooh. I know this.
Besides my wiener, right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
The wiener's not counting.
Obviously. That's every guy's insecurity, except for fucking Pringle can over here.
There we go.
We got eight and change next.
Eight and change.
Yeah.
Fucking eight
and change. It's literally got its own hashtag.
For those who don't know,
they know.
Maybe we have Instagram.
We do have a lot of new Instagram.
We have some new listeners.
Yeah.
So people are probably wondering, what does eight and change mean?
They fucking know what eight and change is. Two and two together.
That means you spread your legs, I'm putting 10 in, and getting 8.5 back.
Wait.
What that means
you have a 1.5-inch wiener.
That means I lost two in there. Inch and a half. But I got giveaway dick. Like, I don't need that back. That's yours to keep, bitch.
Keep
you're welcome.
I'm a generous tipper. I tip 15%, baby.
And then you take a black rhino, and you're going to gain that back.
You're welcome.
We're getting sponsored by Black
Rhino.
Hashtag
Black Rhino.
Yeah. What's your most insecure?
I don't know. My stomach, probably.
For sure.
Why? Yeah,
I don't know.
That's just...
I feel like it needs to be, like, more muscly.
But you take your shirt off all the time, though.
Yeah, but like I feel like it should still be more muscly.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm skinny enough to be muscly enough.
Six packs are overrated.
Debatable.
Trust me. I don't have one, and the chicks dig it.
They do.
It's like a Tempur-Pedic mattress. You know, you put your hand so in comfy. It. So comfy. Some memory foam. Yeah. You know, it's a lot softer.
It's always cold
than a six pack.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that.
That's how it goes. It
makes sense. That's why dad bod's so popular.
Dad bod.
Because you can grab it, though. Like, it's not... So women are so insecure about their bodies right. mm-hmm. that it's nice to not have something that's intimidating almost, not saying anything against yours.
I have dad bod.
But it's intimidating. Women are just stupid. Yeah,
like, my body's like, yeah, I work out, you know, 4 or 5 times a week, but I like to eat, like, 27 slices of pizza at every meal.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
The next woman that asks me, does this make my ass look big?
Right.
I'm saying, yeah, it does.
You're welcome.
It really does. Yeah. But yeah, I like that. Yeah.
It really does.
I have one thing that I guess I'm pretty insecure about.
What?
It's a little different.
Okay.
I bet you probably couldn't guess it, and you're one of my best friends. Matter of fact, I live with my other best friend, and he probably doesn't even know.
I'm excited.
I want to know.
I'm going to say earlobe.
Can we guess? Can we guess?
What do you think I'm most insecure about on my body?
Ears.
Nope.
Damn it.
Your beard.
Nope.
Legs.
Nope.
Your feet?
Nope.
Shit, I could go.
I'm gonna go with my areolas.
That's the nips.
Why are they so big?
Goddamn salami nipples.
Wait, hold on. I've never seen your nipples, but I've seen your penis.
Of course you've never seen my nipples. I'm insecure about them.
That's insane.
Right.
Before he shows
they look like the size of Gatorade bottle caps. You know what I mean? I never really thought much of them as a kid. I just always assumed they were full of electrolytes or something. But now that I'm older, like as a semi-confident, you know, kind of guy, I'm wondering, you know, what's going on with my nipples here? I'm not fucking understanding. My nipples look like when God was drawing me, Jesus came up behind him and pushed his elbow. And God was like, God damn it, son!
Fucking dick!
My nipples really are strangely big. They look like dinner napkins.
They're square?
Yeah.
Fucking Wendy's burger bag?
The double stack.
But they taste so good.
I don't know what it is about them. God gave me a bird's eye view of a man wearing a sombrero nipples. So my nipples and your stomach, all insecurities aside.
Yeah.
What are we drinking today?
Grey Goose. On purpose.
Grey Goose vodka.
Yeah.
Of course.
Diet vodka.
Low-cal.
Yep.
Watching the LBs.
It is good, though.
Let me get a vodka water line. That's a drink, you know.
They're good.
You liking that?
I do. You remember when I had that kick for a little bit?
You shut your face.
I thought it was good. That was all right.
Skinny chicks like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Skinny chicks and Mike Sarpootytang.
Back when I was skinny.
Yeah.
Not skinny anymore.
Well, since skinny chicks like it,
yep.
Let's just say I don't buy too many of those drinks. Because I like my woman thick with a big old donkey booty, rhinoceros ass. I like a chick with an ass so big, she's a white plastic chair's worst enemy. I want the chick that goes out to happy hour with all her girls.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody orders a margarita.
Right.
A cranberry vodka.
Yeah.
Let me get some nachos. That's what my girl says.
I'm going to start with some nachos. You come back around and I'll give you a drink.
And she's going to wash that down with the fizziest, most diabetic soda she can order. Bargs.
Mixed with a Guinness.
Bar Guinness, please.
Right. But seriously, though, I honestly do. I've ordered a vodka water lime occasionally.
Sure.
That's just being honest.
Right.
But I don't really care. I order vodka water lime. I don't care if it's Grey Goose or not.
Right.
Because Grey Goose... It's basically the Gatorade of liquors. It's low-cal and overrated.
Right, and has electrolytes and makes you like, yeah, I got you.
We all know Powerade tastes so much better.
So much better.
So much better.
So much saltier.
LeBron James endorses Powerade so much.
Right.
It rehydrated his fucking hairline.
No, it
didn't. Did you see that shit?
I saw him put kabuki on his hair.
Is that what you saw?
I saw him spray some fucking salt and pepper up in his hair. Nope.
I saw a brand new hairline. Like, he's artistic. That motherfucker went and hired somebody. Van Gogh. I don't know. Is he alive? No, he's not.
No, he's definitely dead.
Him and his ear are dead.
I hope everybody is listening. They're like, I'm gonna Google kabuki. That's a real hair thing. That's
kabuki
what
brush.
You use.
Kabuki? Kabuki brush.
That's
is
what
a brush.
You use. It's like fake Bare hair. Barrels? It's like you like
sprinkle it in your hair.
You sprinkle in your hair.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering what you were doing there. You were shaking your hand above your head.
Shake weight.
She likes it on her face or
shake,
something.
Shake. Obviously, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, it's a good moisturizer.
Wait, how big is the hand movement?
It was...
Thank you.
There was two.
How'd your week go, Pootie Tang?
Good.
Anything new?
No.
I mean, my week wasn't the best.
Go on.
I missed the Pac-Man Mayweather fight.
You did. Yeah. You did.
While I'm thinking about that, while we're recording this show,
yep.
This is Mother's Day weekend.
It is.
So I want to take the time out to say Happy Mother's Day to all my hoes, just in case. You never know, bitch. You never know.
Sometimes
you know when you need to go get that taken care of. But you're saying nothing new on you in your
nothing
your week.
Nothing new for me at least.
I missed the Mayweather Pacquiao fight.
You did.
Yeah, I was at a wedding during the fight.
I remember.
Yeah. I heard I didn't miss much, though.
I texted you 1,000 times.
You did. I didn't get them because I was in, like, a bunker and couldn't get any service.
Sounds like a solid wedding.
Yeah. I've been reading about the aftermath of the fight, though.
Mm-hmm.
Pac-Man, Mayweather. They fought, or Pac-Man, actually.
Yep.
He fought with a hurt shoulder.
Yep.
So some fans are actually suing him for $5 million.
I feel like everybody's suing everybody.
Right. I had no idea you could sue for poor performance.
Right.
Now that I know that, there's a white girl or two that I need to talk to my lawyer about because the performance was subpar. You did not meet the standards that I'm expecting from a dirty white woman.
Sure, sure, sure. That makes sense.
The sex really was just not what I was expecting. It was, as I said, subpar.
From the white man?
Yeah.
Only white?
She didn't even pull her panties all the way off. She gave me the pull them to the side and give my penis rug burn sex. You know, so
that's the worst,
right? So now to date, my dick has a racing stripe on the side. It looks like a goddamn black Camaro with a Raleigh stripe.
No, it does not. You know, it looks like a fucking Kia Soul Suburban with the side down the middle, and it's just been like keyed by a black stripe.
God damn it, Obama!
Son of a bitch.
My rally stripe, though, in all seriousness, right now, currently, is the least of my worries.
Go on.
I need to start working out.
Okay.
How much working out is going on in your life currently?
I've been working out quite a bit lately.
Really?
Lately, yeah.
Why?
Well, we have that bet going, so.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But I
bet that I was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not interested in that.
It's a six-month bet. I don't know why you're not in it.
Because I can foresee 6 months ahead, I'm going to be like... Fuck that shit.
You know what the gayest thing is?
I should move.
You know how the winner is going to be found? Flex off. How gay is that?
That's so good.
Flex off, baby.
You guys going to flex off on Instagram? Instagram flex.
Yeah.
That's a black people thing.
Fuck.
Yeah. Flexing on Instagram.
Yeah, but wait, now it's been like, set. Now in 6 months,
Instagram
now it's going to be set.
Are they the judges?
Wait, what?
Our fans?
You said Instagram flex. Are people the judges?
That should be a thing.
Fuck. That means you can do it.
Yeah. Yep. No, I'm not doing it.
You ran a speed.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. Watch out now. That's what we're going to do. We're going to let you motherfuckers be the judge of our goddamn flex off that involves me in no way, but everybody else. So you guys should enjoy that. Okay?
Fine.
Yeah.
I'll
but
do it.
As far
care.
As, so you're working out frequently.
Yep.
Me? Not so much. Not as much as I'd like to. Let me say that.
Go on.
I remember, this is how out of shape I am.
Yep.
I remember you and I moved a dresser from upstairs to downstairs. And once we got it downstairs into the truck, not the new truck.
Right.
We threw up in the bushes. Here's what makes it cool. The dresser was from IKEA. So
this shit weighed 3 pounds.
30, 40 pounds tops.
And it was $64, so it was super light.
I'm embarrassed. You know what?
What?
You know how little that I work out?
How much?
My apartment gym is open 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Right.
I've lived there for, I don't know, over a year. So let's say, let's just call it a cool 16 months.
Round it up to 18 months.
That's what we're going
to
go with, okay?
Yep.
I've been in that gym total, 45 minutes tops.
That's a solid workout.
Well, here's the thing.
It's like three different times.
Well, yeah, 15 minutes of that was during the tour from the leasing agent when I moved in. So I'm either in really good shape, and that's why I'm not going in.
You are.
Or I'm just really comfortable with my physical. One of the two is certain.
Physical attributes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How comfortable are you in your physical?
Attributes. Like are you saying just topless?
Well, I want to, like, would you be comfortable in a Speedo at a public pool tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll do it just to do it. I don't fucking care.
You're like it? You're gonna go with it?
I don't care.
Really?
Sure.
Really?
It's not like solid. I mean, people are gonna be like, why?
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah. Like, why do you have like rug burns between your legs by your balls?
It's
fine.
Ski Ray himself.
Yep.
I'm not comfortable in any way in a Speedo at a public pool.
I can't wait for 6 months to happen and you have to get a goddamn Speedo on.
I'm not comfortable
for this Instagram flex off.
I'm not comfortable in a tank top at the mall.
So I don't like wearing tank tops.
Right. Yeah. I'm just not comfortable in any way.
Sure.
Do you know what I would look like at the pool?
What?
I would look something like a 60-year-old grandmother that really wants to get into the pool at the hotel and relax, but she didn't bring a swimsuit, so she just wears an undersized one-piece that she found in the lost and found from the fucking hotel lobby. That's what I'm looking like.
The one piece is mine. The one piece is mine. You give me the one piece.
So the other person looks like Cam Burglar.
If we found a large woman's one piece, would you wear it?
In other words, I look like a chicken breast wrapped in saran wrap. Let's switch.
That's sweaty.
Sweaty. Exact. Let's do 360 turnaround here. Mm-hmm. How comfortable would you be?
360 is the same round.
Yeah,
180.
So okay, 180. I'm liking that. Yep.
Yep.
I don't do math.
I can't math.
Or degrees.
Yep.
Or skateboarding for that matter.
Fucking Tony Hawk.
Jackass. How comfortable would you be fully clothed at a public pool tomorrow? Drinking beer, watching hot chicks lay by the pool, taking selfies.
Ooh, I like where your head's at.
You liking that? Yeah. Because I've noticed on IG,
yep,
women never actually get in the pool.
No. They just like tan and stuff.
Yeah, they always just like show their foots by the pool and hashtag relaxing. Yeah.
Hashtag foots by pool.
When in all honesty, based off the foots that I'm looking at here, the picture needs to be hashtagged pain and strife, the struggle,
right?
Got Jergens. All of these things are fitting, but relaxing is not one of them.
Right. Well, pool water gets your feet dry.
Well, here's another thing they could hashtag.
Sure.
Harriet Tubman. Freedom is to the north. All of these apply. Ugly feet will ruin everything in any setting.
You hate foot so much.
You don't even have to be my girl. You know what I mean? Like my homie, Royster Capo. I'm calling him my homie because
sure.
This joke is written and I read it. I wrote it as the homie.
He read it as the homie.
Right. Royster Capo had a girl over the other day.
Yep.
Not the other day because she may be listening.
He looks.
So I need to change the timeline to maybe it was last month. We'll go with that.
He looks perplexed. He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Had a chick over. All right.
Yep.
So all three of us, we're hanging out, watching TV, having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
She takes her shoes off and puts these dry, sharp-ass, barbed wire, Holocaust-ass foots on our coffee table, and I'm trying to watch TV, okay? And I now have no idea what's going on in Bob's Burger because I'm distracted by these disgusting-ass, Jew-killing foots!
So, her feet...
No.
He said Holocaust feet. He called Holocaust feet. So it could have been the actual... It could have been the other way. Yeah. It didn't have to be the Jew foot. It could have been the German foot.
The first thing that came to mind when she put her foot on the table was... Scheiße!
Did she stick a hand up?
Grey Goose and beer.
That's the 2016 Grey Goose. That shit ain't out yet.
Nope.
They gave it to DV in aluminum.
They did.
Aluminum cans.
They did.
But the ugly feet thing and taking pics.
Did you just say yo?
Yeah.
All right.
Yo is coming back.
Goddamn New Yorker.
Nah, B. But the ugly foots with the picture and hashtag and relaxing.
Yep.
That's just what chicks do.
That is what they do.
Ugly foots or not. They stick them by some water.
Ugly fits are in.
They take a pic.
Yep.
And hashtag relaxing.
Relaxing, baby.
As a man, though.
Yep.
With a triumphant beard.
I do have a big beard.
If you had to hashtag a pic
mm-hmm.
with relaxing as relaxing? Your hashtag,
mm-hmm.
where would you be?
Beach with a beer. No question.
Beach?
Beach with a beer, yeah.
Really? Yeah. No question. What about you?
If I had to hashtag a pic relaxing,
yep.
you know where I'd be?
Where'd you be?
I don't know. One of my white friend's mama's houses. The hospitality of an old, lonely Caucasian woman is something that everybody needs to experience once in their lives.
Go on.
If you go to an old, lonely white woman's house, if you've never eaten too many home-baked cookies at once before, you will when you go.
You sound like you want to go like an old white grandma.
I'm saying if you've never seen The Price is Right, you will.
And know all the answers to Jeopardy.
If you've never eaten an appetizer off of a metal tray, you will. That's you gotta fancy. Love old white people, for sure.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Not racist old, though. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about just the right amount of old.
She like 20% of old people.
Where like if, you know, they had a white daughter.
Right.
She brings a black guy home.
Right.
They're not going to be happy, but they won't be mad either. They'll just kind of be like, fuck it. You know what I mean?
Going through a phase.
It'll just be like the family joke, you know?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, Tyrone's here for Thanksgiving. Yeah. He likes their the roommates. Dark meat. Yeah.
They're right, friends. Right. Yeah.
Are you into the white shit? Are you into like barbecuing outside?
Yes.
Volleyball?
Yep.
Budweiser.
That's about as wise as I get, yeah.
Other Caucasian things. What do you guys do outside? Do you play horseshoe, heads up, seven up?
Yeah, yeah, mostly.
Red Rover.
Since Sky the Red Over, yeah.
That's all the thing?
Absolutely.
All of it.
Well, without heads up, seven up, yeah.
Okay, same, same thing. Okay. Have you ever
Grey Goose.
Okay.
Grey
Goose. So loud. Aluminum Grey Goose.
Aluminum Grey Goose.
Have you ever made yourself throw up?
Yes, of course I have. I did it like twice today.
Good for you. Yeah, good for you.
Keeps me skinny.
Today was a good day then.
It was a good day.
I've made myself throw up so many times.
Go on.
So many goddamn times.
I know. I remember you telling me how many times you made yourself throw up.
I've made myself throw up so many times. I could probably feed an entire species of baby birds for a month. I'll even go further. Fuck birds. Yeah. The movie The Land Before Time, all those dinosaurs.
Right.
I could feed them.
You would have saved their life.
Right. Once you get over the whole making yourself throw up part, that's actually not the hardest part of making yourself throw up. The hardest part is right when you're done. You're so hungry.
You would eat so much bad food. Right.
It gets so easy when you make yourself throw up to the point to where you plan for it, where you're like, well, I'm going to throw up fucking anyways, so you know what? Let me go through this drive-thru. I'm going to make some life-ruining decisions.
You know what? If I eat 1,100 calories and I throw up 800 of them, I only had a 300-calorie diet.
Fuck it. Let me get four double cheeseburgers.
Bingo.
Three large fries.
And six taco boxes.
And a Big Mac. Mm-hmm. That's what I need. Right. I like double cheeseburgers.
Who doesn't like double cheeseburgers?
Yeah.
You know who doesn't? Obama, probably. Yeah.
You order all that food, and then the goddamn register asks you, will that be it? You think for literally 15 seconds, and you decide, that's not enough.
Should I get something else?
Two apple pies.
Should I get something else just in case I get really hungry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't work well for the bod. It doesn't look good on the bod after. It
didn't look bad.
Yeah. Well, do you have sex completely naked?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, you must be sculpted like a Spartan warrior, sir.
You know, here's the thing. Even if it lights on, she's not looking at my bod, you know what I mean?
Are you sure?
I hope.
Where are her eyes? Nicole?
Closed, thinking about somebody else?
Look at them.
You look at them eye to eye. It's
probably closed, thinking about somebody else.
I don't want to do.
That's funny, because a lot of people say we're similar, yet with things like this, we're so different.
Go on.
I will have sex in as many clothes as I can. Fun fact.
You want to have sex? Let me get some shirts on. Hold on.
Let me put on my fucking guts.
Here's a fun fact for all of our listeners. While most people get in the mood, they slowly take their clothes off.
Mm-hmm.
I slowly put more clothes on.
You're like, oh, you want to have sex? Let me put this tie on.
Throw that double Windsor knot in there.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. Let me put this sweatshirt on.
Right. Tell me, name a celebrity that has the exact body that you want to have.
A celebrity or like celebrities?
Okay.
I'll give you parts.
All right,
here we go. I will say Megan Fox face.
You want Megan Fox's face?
Yeah. And she, I feel like she knows this.
I feel like as a
don't
human?
I think he understands. He wants if to you, have sex
no.
With.
If you.
Oh, if I want a body.
Yeah.
Oh.
Your body.
Oh.
You look like a woman with Megan Fox's face.
He was fine. Totally game with, like, dreaming up the perfect woman.
Oh, I thought you were talking about perfect woman.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's. Ouch. I'm thinking about perfect woman.
Okay.
I'll say Ryan Reynolds' body.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, or Brad Pitt in Fight Club.
Brad Pitt in Fight Club.
Yep. Or Ryan Reynolds
was
in
sculpted
general.
Like a goddamn God. G.I. Joe.
A green plastic G. What about you?
Me?
Yep.
I would want to look like a little Bow Wow when he was 16. So skinny.
And muscly.
I just want to be able to shop like a regular person. You know what I mean? I want to pop some tags because you cannot
yep.
be fat and pop tags. When you're fat, you view tags. You view so many tags. Like, oh, this shirt is fucking mediocre cool. What size is this? Not my size.
Popping the tag.
Let me keep moving, baby. So then we'll go back to what you thought I was talking about.
You want the perfect body for a woman.
What would be the perfect body for a woman for you? And don't you dare describe your wife. I want your answer to be so authentic that your wife takes your name off of her insurance as the beneficiary.
No problems doing that.
Let's do it.
She knows I barely like her anyway.
Uh-huh.
I will say, okay, Megan Fox, Megan Fox's face.
Okay.
Okay. And her overall like body structure, like uh-huh. her silhouette, okay?
Okay. Her shadow.
You're welcome. Katy Perry's boobs.
Uh-huh.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Jessica Biel's ass.
Ooh.
I like that.
I'm liking that too.
That's and maybe if I throw
that's
in like a little
big.
Bit something.
That's like that's like right when like the person starts to blow up the balloon.
Bingo.
Before it gets too big.
Right.
You're like stop and just tie it off.
Which is Bingo. Everything that I'm not.
Yeah.
So.
And Kate Beckinsale's legs.
Kate. Definitely nothing that I am.
So for You're my welcome. For our ethnic listeners and for me, tell me who Kate Beckinsale is because
she was in Underworld.
Underworld. For someone who's not seen Underworld, tell me who Kate Beckinsale is.
She was Click. She was in Click.
For someone who's not seen Click, tell me who Kate Beckinsale is.
Ooh, I don't know if there's any more.
That has a British accent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nobody has seen Tiptoes.
The chicken Austin Powers?
Nope,
no,
that's...
No.
I'll take her, that's fine.
I like that.
Elizabeth Hurley?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you
I
go.
I like that.
She's got the accent, too.
That's Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale has an accent, too.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
She does. I've seen Austin Powers once or twice. I've seen all three.
This is not Kate Beckinsale.
And an old member.
I
need her. Yeah. Well, if I had to pick
go
a celebrity, on. A woman that I think has the perfect body...
I bet Kim Kardashian's in there.
No, you're not even close.
Really?
Not even close.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Jordan Sparks. She's perfect.
In general?
Yeah. She looks like a Hot Pocket when you figure out how long to leave it in there for it to be just the right temperature.
2 minutes,
to where it
12
doesn't
seconds.
Explode. That's Jordan Sparks. Ham and cheese.
And she can sing so good.
Hot Pockets are one of the many disgusting things that I eat.
They're so good. I love them.
Lots of people don't like them.
Why?
I don't know. They're stupid.
A Hot Pocket?
Yeah.
Red Devil? Mm-hmm. Or not Red Devil. Or your Red Devil and Red Hot?
Mm. So Hot Pockets are a part of your daily diet.
Yeah, I love Hot Pockets.
Well, tell me.
For sure, that's like a treat.
I eat the shit out of them.
Then tell us this then.
Yeah.
How soon are you going to die? Like, what's in your daily diet?
My diet's pretty damn good right now, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, for like the past couple weeks, because you know the deal.
Lots of barley.
Lots of like horse food. Yeah.
Meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Corn. Yeah. Yeah.
Corn.
Yeah.
You sound.
But like yeah.
Uh huh.
Overall, it's pretty solid right now.
Good. That's the exact opposite of mine. My diet looks a lot like the poster in the elementary health office that highlights all the things you should not eat.
So you're like the bottom, no, the top.
Backwards
the top one. Yeah, yeah.
My diet looks like the left side of the fast food menu that lists all the $2 menu, all the $2 things. You're like, let me get that for $6.
Give me the one that's like 1,800 calories.
Yeah. In my defense, though, a cheeseburger is 99 cents.
Right.
A bag of cauliflower is $1.29.
Yep.
Am I really being a fat ass or fiscally responsible? You be the judge.
Economy.
Only time will tell. I'm overweight now. Tell me what food is hard for you to cut out when you're dieting then.
Honestly, ramen.
Top ramen?
I fucking love top ramen.
Top ramen noodles?
It's so good.
Cup of soup or top ramen?
Top ramen. I don't like cup of soup. I don't like eating the styrofoam, the BPA, and this estrogen. My
you
wiener's
eat the
smaller.
Cup that the soup comes in?
Obviously, what are you supposed to do with it? You throw it away?
You're
supposed to wasteful like that? Fiscally responsible.
What's wrong with you? For me, I'm going to go with Mexican food, no question.
I feel like it's not that bad.
The Mexican in me just itches for beans, y queso, enchiladas, y tostadas, and hamburgers, because if you buy a hamburger from Del Taco, it's Mexican.
Obviously.
That's
how it
works.
That used to be my favorite food, by the way.
Did it?
Yeah.
Really?
Double cheeseburger from Del Taco.
That's disgusting.
It is gross.
You're weird to me.
Whatever.
You make me wonder things.
Like, I bet I do.
I wonder, are you into CrossFit like the rest
of
the world?
No, I'm not into CrossFit. If I was into CrossFit, I would tell you I'm into CrossFit.
You for sure would, because there's a couple of people at my job who are into CrossFit, like, for realsies.
Yeah.
They're real assholes.
And they're like, hey, you into CrossFit, bro?
Yeah. They sit on medicine balls instead of the chairs. You know, they work
fucking
their cores
asshole.
For
That's
8.5 hours. Yeah. You know what I mean? They wear form-fitting clothes. Mm. They bring their lunch to work every fucking day.
It says CrossFit, bro.
Yeah. It's always chicken breasts with, like, 6 fucking carrots.
Right.
Or some inappropriate office-smelling fish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Every potluck, they want to bring a goddamn fucking vegetable plate. If I dip one more goddamn piece of broccoli into some fucking ranch, I'm slapping a white person. That's what I'm doing.
Wait, are you saying that's good for you?
Nope.
CrossFit.
Where you think it's good for you. That's what that is. Because in all honesty, the broccoli with ranch, that's
gross.
That's not health conscious.
I hate ranch. Yeah, I hate anything white in my mouth.
That's really just being lazy because I see the sticker on the container that you brought to potluck.
Yeah.
That says $5.99 and the expiration date says yesterday. So you're a real asshole. Goddamn CrossFit jackass.
That's just manager special.
Manager special. That's a true thing.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand why all of these things came into trying to lose weight. What happened to jogging or yogging, depending on what part of the country you're
in? Oh, the yogging.
What happened to yogging and eating salad, drinking water? You know, what happened with that, trying to lose weight? When did losing weight become such a mathematical problem where there were square roots, denominators, and trans fat? Tell me what the fuck is a trans fat. Tell me right now.
You want me to explain it?
Yes.
Okay. It's a fat in the food with, like, the economy the way it is with Obama and Joe Biden behind him and then, like, Michelle Obama helping kids. You know, play 60.
Okay. Play 60.
Did I just... I explained trans fat to you, correct?
It sounded like you just described to me boob cancer.
You know...
Is that what you just described?
Yeah, with, like, the Margaritaville and... Play 60.
You have all the answers.
Obviously. So
I've got another question for you then.
Go on.
Tell me this.
Mm-hmm.
In a house, when they have the treadmill in the house,
yep.
Is that workout equipment or just a really, really big expensive coat rack where you pile up all of your clothes? It kind of looks like to me like a like groceries go on it,
yep.
And it brings your items closer to the cashier. That's what that is.
That's what it is, really.
That's what I see when I go to LA Fitness. Just a bunch of fucking grocery checkout line apparatuses.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Small, low ones, yeah. For
midgets. Do you have a treadmill in your house?
No. You've been in my house a million times.
Maybe there's a treadmill in here that I don't know about, because guess what I'm not looking for?
A treadmill.
A treadmill.
It's hidden behind my... In my closet.
Is it?
Holding my clothes up.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. Let's move forward.
Yep.
I want to do something.
You want to do what?
We have a segment that's called You Look Like, where we describe what celebrities look like.
Yep.
Instead of people and you look like.
You want to change it up?
Yeah. For Deep V Summer Bod episode, I want to tweak it a bit.
Yep.
Tweak it a bit.
A bit.
Tweak it a bit.
We want to tweak it.
And instead of
you. Tweak it a pen, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of you look like.
Yep.
It's going to be it looks like.
It looks like.
Or maybe we describe some body parts of celebrities, among other things.
That's still an it.
So first thing that I want to describe in our It Looks Like segment.
It looks like?
Serena Williams, biceps, and triceps.
Both of them.
Yeah.
All right. You want me to start this?
Combine them. Go for it.
All right. I'm going to start this.
Uh-huh.
It looks like what Seabiscuit used to put his hooves on and off.
Okay. Okay. To me, it looks like they're strong enough to protect every woman on Earth from domestic violence.
Like the commercials.
Yeah.
It looks like it asks dudes if it lifts, bro.
It looks like Ron Jeremy fully erect.
It looks like it pins a man down and says, take it.
Yeah.
All 9 inches. Mm-hmm.
Let's do Tom Brady's chin.
Tom Brady's chin.
I'm going to say Tom Brady's chin looks like an iPhone home button. It's a double chin.
It's a little butthole.
Yeah.
It looks like what they model Batman to look like.
It looks like a Subaru's front bumper that got into a fender bender.
It looks like God made him and was just like, you're just so darn cute, and poked him right in the chin.
It looks like his face has a glove compartment.
It looks like it's a little deflated. You see what I did there?
Yeah, I see. Okay. I like that. I like that. How about James Harden's teeth?
James Harden's teeth.
Yeah, yeah. To me,
they
look like the Tooth Fairy came for his baby teeth and was like, the fuck out of here with all this bullshit.
Keep them, you stupid asshole. It looks like one large tooth. Like, it's, like, connected with everything.
They look like a sharp object you would make in prison to shank someone.
It looks like the stunt double in the movie Jaws.
They look like the shit Quattro newest five-blade razor that can get all hairs on your face at any angle.
It looks like it looks like the crack in the sidewalk that everybody trips on.
Yeah, it does. It does. What about, let's do Johnny Depp's fashion style.
It looks like the parent that lets your son that's like 2 years old pick out what he's wearing.
Yeah. Johnny Depp's fashion looks like he watched the Bruce Jenner interview more than once.
It looks like he wakes up with a ton of cocaine and grabs 39 handfuls of clothes and is like, I'm going to change in the car, don't worry.
No, you didn't.
It looks like if any man were to get a yeast infection, somehow it would be Johnny Depp.
It looks like he's in a hurry and it still takes him 18 years to get everything on.
Johnny Depp's fashion looks like he got into character for a movie and was like, I'm not getting out of character.
I'm staying in it. Committed.
Yeah.
Let's do Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne's face is the worst.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, it looks like when you start to erase pencil with an eraser, but your eraser was dirty, so it just smears black everywhere.
Smears it.
That's his fucking face.
It looks like you can't feed it after midnight.
It looks like the monkey from Dunstan Checks In.
It looks like the thing you don't want to think about before you go to bed.
It looks like a melted ice cream sandwich.
It honestly, it really does.
Yeah.
It's so smushy.
Yeah.
It looks like he was supposed to have Down syndrome and was like, nah.
I can beat this. Yeah. How about Betty White's boobs?
It looks like when a dog is pooping and is staring at you and you can't look away.
Jesus Christ. They look like a baby's diaper with the mother's young and in over her head. So the diaper's saggy and sloppy.
Leave it. I don't want to touch it. You want to do another one?
Yeah, let's do Tyra Banks' forehead.
Gross.
Yeah.
It looks like the ramp skiers jump the real big jump off of.
It looks like a rooftop solar panel. Her forehead is eco-friendly.
It looks like where they filmed a Jamaican bobsled team.
It looks like a midget's torso.
It looks like the bowl that holds all the fruit on the table.
Yeah. It looks like an old wallet when you unfold it to give your grandson $2.
Let's do Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant?
Just Kevin Durant.
Nothing in specific, just
nope,
Kevin Durant.
Just him.
Okay. He looks like what you find behind your couch when you move out of your home.
Something very similar.
Okay.
He looks like a spider in the corner that you know that's not going to hurt you, but you're still scared.
He looks like a really athletic tetherball pole.
He does. He looks like that joke player created on 2K15.
Yeah.
That you're like, look how tall and skinny I made him.
He looks like the twisty thing that keeps the bread closed.
He looks like a bunch of L's when you like let go of L on your keyboard 1,000 times.
What about Khloe Kardashian's ass?
She looks like she needs to change her diaper.
Does it?
Yes.
Jesus, I like Khloe's ass. It looks like
it's not bad.
It looks like Will Smith's face and Hitch when he got an allergic reaction.
It looks like Homer Simpson's mouth.
It looks like an iPhone 6 Plus with an OtterBox case.
It looks like it did Kylie Jenner's lip challenge.
It looks like one of Pharrell's hats.
Tall.
Yeah.
So tall.
How about Peyton Manning's head?
It looks like what they modeled bobbleheads off of.
It looks like a melted battery.
It looks like that's the reason why he's had all his neck surgeries.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It looks like a balloon losing its helium.
I have something close. It looks like Kevin Durant holding a beach ball.
It looks like the family recliner that's disgusting and molded to your dad's ass, so you sell it in a garage sale.
Free.
That's Peyton Manning's head.
Donald Trump's hair.
Donald Trump's hair?
Yep.
It's so thin. It looks like those beads Indian people put in their hallways and doorways that you walk through.
You walk through and you're like, these beads are nice. It looks like it growls at minorities.
It looks like the lint you pull from your dryer after a couple loads.
It looks like something the Slap Chop guy sells on QVC.
It looks like Michael Jackson's pubic hair post-death.
It looks like he's glued 87 mustaches on his head.
Yeah. Let's do, because everybody's seen this, Britney Spears' snatch.
Her pachina.
Yeah.
Pachina.
Yep.
It looks like it comes with a waiver you have to sign before you have sex with it.
It looks like what the doctors show you on an x-ray and say you have 6 months left to live.
I'm pretty sure she copyrighted it.
100%. It looks like it comes up, you said, you got some weed?
It looks like ballpark chili cheese nachos.
It looks like the before image of a Summer's Eve commercial.
It looks looks like elbow skin.
Heavy.
Yeah.
And gross.
Let's do Idris Elba's junk.
Yeah.
And by junk, I mean his
big old dick.
Yeah.
It's really that. Big.
It's so big.
It looks like what locks the bank vault doors.
It looks like a state fair or carnival turkey leg.
It looks like what people picture Magnum condoms are supposed to use.
It looks like he's trying to sneak a 2 liter of cola into the movie theaters.
It looks like what porn stars try to be.
It looks like it averages 3 blocks a game in the NBA playoffs.
Hakeem Olajuwon. Let's do Kylie Jenner's lips.
Kylie Jenner's lips?
Yep.
They look like Carl's Jr.'s $6 burger.
They look like Sir Mix-a-Lot music video.
They look like she found out she was allergic to shellfish.
They look like what A-Rod took to get suspended.
They look like what A-Rod took to beat Willie Mays' record yesterday. They also look like a Chipotle burrito with double meat. You can't even roll it.
No guacamole.
Yep.
They look like they're going to be awesome in 3 months. She's 18 in 3 months.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Let's do Jay-Z's nose.
Jay-Z's nose.
What you got?
It looks like it wasn't, if it's not careful, if he takes too big of a breath, boom, bird in the nose.
Jay-Z's nose looks like where Bruce Wayne goes when he just wants to do Batman shit.
It looks like he got hit in the face so hard as a kid it just stayed smushed.
I'm very similar. It looks like Mike Tyson's sparring partner in the 90s.
It looks like he uses 10 Kleenexes to blow his nose.
It looks like Ray Charles' drawing of a nose.
Just make it a little lower, a little deeper. You'll be fine.
Ray, what do you think a human nose looks like?
Oh, that really feels good.
Oh, shit. Well, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back.
I have to pee.
You have to pee.
So hard.
I have to pee, too. So when we come back from break, we're going to do summertime, vacation, and what? Fucking
summery stuff.
Yeah, just cool shit.
Summer.
We'll be back.
Yep.
DB.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
We're back.
And we're back.
Let's get back onto the summertime theme.
Yep.
Summertime vacation.
Yep.
Have you ever been to Disneyland?
Sure.
Let's get vulgar.
It's gross.
Talk about Mickey.
Yeah.
You've been to Disneyland?
I have.
Did you like it?
No.
Not at all.
Boring.
In the slightest.
Didn't like it.
Would you go next week?
Yeah.
For free?
Yeah.
$100, would you go?
I'm still saying yeah. I said I'd go for free.
I remember going as a little kid, like 7 or 8. And I kind of want to wait.
Weeks ago.
Yeah, I kind of want to. I kind of want to wait to go back.
Right.
And wait till my son's like a little bit older.
Sure.
Develops more interest in other things.
Yeah.
Like because women. He literally cares about nothing but basketball.
Yeah.
I can't count how many balls I've bought for him. He likes balls to the point to where I want to say it's possible Michael Sam might be his biological father.
Michael Sam's a gay football player.
A less kiddie place to go, though, for a vacation.
Yep.
Mexico? What's your thoughts on Mexico?
I like Mexico.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that just because part of you is from there? Or like...
That part, and I've been there a million times.
Yeah?
Yeah. Parents have a couple houses and condos down there.
Okay.
So we can go for free.
You're living the good life. You're Lady Gaga when in Mexico.
I'm not Lady Gaga. I'm like Lady Gaga's kid if Lady Gaga owns some places down there.
Well, how poor is this? What I like about it, though?
Yeah,
$1,000 in Mexico?
Yeah.
You're Floyd Mayweather for the week.
You're Floyd Mayweather for the year.
Drinks. Hotels.
Yep.
Food.
Right.
Disease. For $1,000, you can get it all.
You know what Mexican gonorrhea feels like?
Nope.
I don't either. I want to feel it.
Do you like the beach? What about the beach down there?
I like the beach. You know I like the beach.
Why?
Because, I don't know, I'm white. I don't know.
Fuck the beach. It's a gigantic interracial bathtub. It's
that
so disgusting. Also,
awesome.
Sharks shit and live there. Never mind that they can eat your ass, but why are you fucking with their shit? It's no different than if Tommy the Shark came into your house right now, kicked off his fucking flipper shoes, and started shitting in your house.
I have a shark tattoo on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm immune to sharks. They see it, they're like, oh, that guy's cool. Don't worry about it.
What were those shark cartoons where they were like...
Shark... No. Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know
what
you're talking about. The human shark people.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yep, too late. Time is gone.
I don't remember.
Moving on. Do you pee in the ocean?
Oh, absolutely.
You pee in the ocean, absolutely.
Nope. It wasn't shark ninjas.
Okay. Well, what if that same shark... came and pissed on your 25-year-old $1,000 alpaca.
Wait, a $20,000 alpaca?
$25,000 alpaca.
Street sharks.
You don't rub that shit. You blot that. It's American Gangster reference there. I've never been to Florida either. That's a hot summer spot, right?
Florida, I don't want to go to. There's too many alligators. Uh-huh. There's too many street sharks. Welcome. That's where it's from. too many of those. And I feel like everything... I feel like it's like the poor man's Australia.
Really?
Everything there can kill you.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to go.
Well, I do hear the beaches there are nice and the water's clear. Like, real clear. You actually... You're able to witness your own murder when Jaws comes and chomps that fucking ass.
Mm-hmm.
In Mexico, that dirty-ass spring brick water is so murky... Shit, death just sneaks up on that ass.
Yeah.
You never see death coming. It's like Bill Cosby water.
I think you have them both. Think you have them both.
Yeah?
Mixed up.
Okay.
Because I think the Mexico water is cleaner.
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like Florida's so dirty.
Really?
Yes.
Who's in Florida? What's up, Hippo Juice? Royce Lopez, who else do we know? Marie Lopez, do we know? Hippo Juice, Sean!
Hippo!
Anyone else?
Hippo Juice.
I can't think of the other one. More Like Radio.
Yeah.
.com. Go listen to that.
/ live.
Yeah. / DV.
DV life.
Well, the other thing, the one thing that I don't like about
humid.
Yes.
So fucking humid.
It's so humid.
Disgusting.
Yes.
I'm sweating in here. It's 73 degrees in here.
When people are humid, I can't stand when people are humid. Moist people smell disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't care what race you are. You're all some fucking... funky motherfuckers.
Yucky.
You're all moist and shit. Mm-hmm. Me included. Have you ever experienced humidity yourself?
Yeah.
It feels like menopause for everybody. It feels like the pillow before you turn it over.
Right.
I would much rather prefer the dry heat.
Yeah.
Because I find dry heat humorous. Because I feel like it gives... the dry heat gives white people sunburn.
Right.
And I just feel like that's God's way of reminding white people that they aren't invincible.
You're welcome, you sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know some Irish motherfuckers that would really be humbled in 3 months.
May
through August, so humbled.
They don't like the Arizona heat.
Yeah. How do you feel about cuddling, like, at night during the summer?
No, I'm not a cuddler.
Not at all?
We have sex. I push her off as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Do not touch me. I'm so hot.
Summertime cuddling is the worst.
It's the worst.
It's the root of every summertime breakup.
That's why I want to break up with her half the time. When she's like, let's cuddle.
I can't do it either.
Don't touch me.
Yeah. Never mind that we just did the horizontal hip-hop.
Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Nice.
That's,
nice.
That's sex.
That's sexy time.
Never mind that we just did that for about 15 minutes or so.
15 minutes? What the hell were you doing for the other 13?
Getting it in, baby.
Getting it in. I don't have that problem.
Putting the condom on and then I took the condom off.
Right. I don't wear a condom.
I just need to cool off.
Right.
What temperature do you keep your house at?
73.
73?
73.
That's what I keep mine at.
Nice.
I want it so cold that you wear socks with the individual spots for your toes.
That's cold. You want to keep each toe nice and warm.
Yeah.
Just in case that piggy goes to the market.
There you go. There is nothing worse than being hot.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather take 4 lashings to my back than be hot.
That's a whipping.
Yeah. Could you imagine living in the 1800s with no AC?
No.
I'm assuming no deodorant, leather cowboy boots and saloons. How nasty is that?
No. I feel like they all wear leather and wool. No.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
The 1800s probably smelled like the back of Patrick Ewing's neck.
Yeah.
So gross.
I basically wear just silk now, and I'm 73 degrees, I'm sweating.
I want you to visualize Patrick Ewing's neck in your fucking head right now.
It's a lot of wrinkles.
Yeah, it's the part where he probably frequently misses when he lathers his body in the shower.
He's like...
He's not getting that back part, like the angle behind his ear.
If there's nobody in there with him, yeah. he's like, get my neck. No, yeah. he's missing it.
What about a whorehouse in the 1800s?
Smelly.
So gross.
Yeah.
I bet they smelled a lot like the seam of Duluth jeans after a hard day's work from chopping wood, welding metal, fixing brakes, other dirty man things. You know what I mean?
Right. That's, man stuff.
Yeah. That's what a whorehouse smelled like in the 1800s.
I feel like it smelled like Wild Wild West Will Smith style.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Speaking of whorehouse, I went to this chick's house last week. We did some things.
Was it a whorehouse?
Yeah. When I walked into her room, she had an oscillating fan. At that point, I knew I was in business. No hoe's room comes
it's getting off.
Equipped without an oscillating fan. The feeling of a cool breeze across your balls after sex is indescribable.
But it's like a cool breeze, like, oh, cool breeze. Hot, 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 hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, coming back around. Cool breeze, hot, hot, hot.
Oscillating fan, you're the real MVP.
I like you.
Do you remember the spring break on MTV?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
How awesome was that?
They were amazing. That's like what I would like... jack off, dude, right? Am I right? Or is it just me? Yeah,
there was, you don't remember this, but I'm half black, so I do. There used to be a BET spring break, too.
No, I don't fucking remember that.
It was always like in Jamaica or New Orleans or like other ethnic places.
Louisiana. Chicago. Atlanta.
Right, right, right. True or false, though, you remember summertime during school days and having literally no responsibilities for 3 entire months.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that was the best.
Can you imagine having a summer break right now
yes.
from work?
Let me tell you something. Middle school and high school summertime, 3 months, that's where I really honed and perfected my masturbation technique.
100%.
Yes.
That's a third of a pregnancy.
Yeah. 15 summers later, let's just say I know myself really well.
Did 15 you ever... summers?
Yeah.
You went 5 years to school?
I don't know. I just threw that
you
number.
Black asshole.
Did you ever go to summer school?
No.
No?
No.
I went once.
Did you?
It was the worst.
How'd you do?
Well, all those episodes of Recess on Saturday morning cartoons?
Yeah.
I miss those. I'll never get that back, so...
Hulu.
I passed. Is that on Hulu?
Yeah.
I need to go look that up. Huh.
Good go to Hulu /kids.
Yeah. What about summer camp? Did you ever go to one of those?
Nope.
Never.
Nope. I'm only semi-white.
Let me rephrase that.
Yep.
The summer camp, you know, the ones where like you're supposed to like come and serve the Lord, but you end up like spreading Susie's legs on the bottom bunk and just pile driving.
That sounds like church camp.
Yeah.
Didn't do that.
No.
Mm-mm.
God bless you.
Literally.
Right. Did your parents ever make you do yard work during the summer?
Kinda, but kinda. I didn't really do it.
You guys had a Mexican for that.
Blamed it on Jared. Okay. That's my brother.
I was literally a child nigga slave as a kid. All I did was yard work. Matter of fact, the movie titled 12 Years a Slave,
mm-hmm.
the movie title was derived from my childhood from 1 year old to 12.
He was doing yard work at 1 year old. Scott, to go pull the weeds.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Dad.
True or false, you yep. peed in a pool.
Yeah, 100%.
You like that?
Yeah. I don't mind it. I don't care.
Really?
You're not peeing pools?
You had no care for nobody else in the pool.
Don't care. That's what chlorine's for.
Okay.
Obama.
All right. Mm-hmm. Have you ever got it on in a pool? Or a jacuzzi, for that matter?
Yes.
Was it good?
Yeah.
You liked it?
Yeah, I've done it in both, actually.
Chlorine, all of it.
Don't care.
Doesn't care.
It only dries up if you're doing a bad job there, Brandon.
I've never done it.
No?
Yeah, well, just that whole, like, scene and, like, atmosphere, it doesn't do it for me.
I don't really care.
Well, there's just too much liquid and other exterior things going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I like to get to the meat and bones of the sex, baby.
Mm.
I like my sex straightforward. Two-piece with a biscuit.
Nothing about that sounds good.
It just sounds good. Especially with some honey on that biscuit, baby.
I do like honey biscuits.
Yeah.
They are good.
What do you do to stay cool during the summer? Are you an ice cream guy?
No, I don't eat ice cream. I'm not a huge... I'm a vanilla ice cream guy. That's how fucking gay I am.
Really?
Yeah.
Vanilla?
Vanilla.
What the fuck?
I'm that guy.
You put any, like, fruits in there?
No!
Maybe some strawberry syrup?
You know the vanilla I go?
Uh-huh.
French vanilla tops.
Really?
Yeah, that's as crazy I'm getting.
You just described your wife. That's what you did.
French vanilla.
All right. What about water parks? Do you like going to those?
I don't mind them.
You don't mind them.
We went to water park not too long ago.
We did go to a water park where I observed a whole lot.
You watched
I was the nigger security guard that just watched everyone go down slides and that type of shit. And it's
he was
funny.
Making sure people were safe.
I was making sure you were good, because if you were in the water, there's nothing I can do for you there, because
hey,
I can't swim.
Get out of the water. You good?
That reminds me, how awesome were water balloon fights as a kid? Also, and more importantly, how time-consuming was the prep involved for making the water balloons?
Right? Think about tying a fucking water balloon right now.
Think about the water bill for running the water hose all goddamn day.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I'm an adult, and that's what I'm thinking about.
That's $97.
Yeah.
For 14 balloons. Right. I don't want that.
Have you ever been sprayed with a water hose during the summer? In a non-1930s way, so non-racist like?
Like, it's just sprayed?
Yeah.
Not for a while. I feel like no matter what, like, as an adult, being sprayed by a water hose,
uh-huh.
I'm getting pissed.
All right.
You?
No. I've not done that.
Not for a while?
Not at all. Not never.
Not a zero.
No, my ancestors would be pissed.
Right.
Yeah, I'm so mad. That's where I draw the line with water hoses and German shepherds.
Sure.
Yeah. That's it. You looking forward to any good movies this summer?
Star Wars
comes
out
this summer.
Winter.
Yeah. I'm talking about this summer.
No. Oh, what's that one movie?
James Bond.
Yeah, James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
That looks pretty good. Dirt movie. What's that movie?
Joe Dirt came out in 93.
Nope. Joe Dirt, who's coming out, by the way? But no,
really?
What's the other? Yep.
It didn't come out in 93
What's the other? What's the other? Mad Max. Can't wait.
Comes out like tomorrow, doesn't it?
Came out today.
Are you fucking serious?
It came out today?
Really?
I'm going tomorrow.
Are you?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I thought it was next week.
Well, we should tell our fans then. Go watch Mad Max, and we're going to talk about that shit in a weird way.
We are.
In a couple of weeks.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Matter of fact, let's go do that shit right now. It came out today.
Today.
Yes.
Let's go watch it.
We got to go.
Here we go.
All right. DV, we're off this bitch.
a quick two-hour break.
Yeah. A quick two-week break. And listen to the replay next week as we're continuing to break.
So we can prepare.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll be back.
We'll be...
Until then, shout out to everybody who listened to our summer episode.
Yep.
I want to shout out all the big mamas in two pieces this summer.
Two piece big mamas.
Shout out to my physically fit women also.
Mm-hmm.
Those women who are on the index diet. That would be the index finger diet. You know what I mean?
The sticking the finger down the throat.
60% of the time, it works every time, baby.
You know what? We do get a lot of attractive women to follow us on Instagram.
We do.
Which is weird.
I don't follow them back because I'm just like, bitch.
We play it cool.
Yeah.
We wait like 2 weeks to follow them back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I follow them in person.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Rapey.
Also, want to shout out my overweight dudes who like to wear the white shirts at the public parks. You know what I mean?
The white beaters. Yeah,
they
see everything through.
They get it wet and you can see like man boob and you're like, it's cool.
You're like,
whatever.
Nice boob, dude.
Yeah.
Why is it so pointy?
Yeah.
I like that.
Want to make sure all of our fans know you can follow us on Instagram at @OfficialDB.
Yep.
Facebook is just DB.
Just DB.
Twitter is at @OfficialDB.
Yep.
Vine. What's our Snapchat?
@OfficialDB.
Is it?
Keep sending those fucking solid aspects.
What's our Google?
Just fucking type in @OfficialDB. DB,
Google,
it doesn't matter.
Just
Google
DB.
Find us.
Yes.
Yep.
So much comes up.
Yep.
So much.
Vine, @OfficialDB.
Also want to shout out our intro and our outro.
Pete Wild.
Want to specifically shout him out for bringing us the
he just
dick
sent
pics.
Us, yeah, he just sent us a dick pic.
He sent us the
dear
dick pics.
Dear God.
Yeah. I'm going to say a few things here about
let's,
the dick pic.
Let's do a little it looks like with Pete Wilde's fucking big old monster dick.
For sure, because it 100% turned my frown upside down.
Oh my God. It is literally the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
8 and change over here was like, ooh, it's going inside.
Yeah, I had nothing.
Yeah.
His dick looked like a Harley Davidson kickstand.
It looks like the dog that like is not allowed at any apartment complex.
It looks like the beanstalk that Jack climbed up.
It looks like what Lincoln is rolling out next year.
The Continental?
Yep.
God damn. It looked like a fully equipped Toyota FJ Cruiser.
It looks like it Leather made a seats. Movie that was starring Leonardo DiCaprio as a bad guy, and it was directed by Tarantino. Django.
It looked like a size 12 construction boot.
It looks like it wants to sign you up for a gym for a couple months.
It does. It looked like a Dodge truck alternator.
It looks like what Zorro rides the whole movie.
It looked like the Declaration of Independence rolled up.
It looks like what little kids use to keep them from going in the gutters at bowling alleys.
More importantly,
bumpers.
It looked like Samuel L. Jackson hanging from a building saying, I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
It's
DP.
It's really big.
See you later. Go fuck yourselves.
Out now, Bronco.
This is my test. Dun, 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 dun. Why have I never thought of that? This is it.